Without dispute, the United States and the President of the United States has more to do with the direction of the world and other nations, as far as that goes, than probably any single person. That bully pulpit of the U.S. presidency is just extraordinary. Based on where the president went in 2017, Bill, where do you think the Trump administration will lead this nation and the world in 2018 in a general sense, without getting too much into the detail? Where do you think we're going in 2018?
Well, Sam, I think it'll be more of the same that we saw in 2017. We see an independent president that's unpredictable. I think the international community did not exactly know how to take him. The G7, the largest economies in the world, as well as the globalists, the one world order people, like the leaders of Germany, France, the UK, other major nations of the world, you know, expect the United States to kind of fall in line with the rest of them. But Trump went right off the bat, told NATO, look, we got 24 or 28 countries that haven't paid what they've obligated to, paying for NATO's, you know, business. And he was able to get over $7 billion from companies that were in arrears when it came to their fees. Also, the as far as trade deals, you know, he's going to look at every one of them individually and independently. And also, when it comes to the Paris Climate Accord, he took his own course there as well, despite incredible international pressure. So I think, Sam, just to summarize those key points, as well as confronting North Korea and the risk that it is, as well as confronting Iran in the Middle East, we have a president that has no problem taking positions. Status of Jerusalem is a prime example. And I think we'll see more of the same of that in 2018. And a lot of us favor this, because these are areas that our leadership in Washington, D.C. has fallen in line, rather than taking that full leadership responsibility that it should, and really putting our country first.